was there. I don't have to listen to it.
This week's show, because it was a disaster.
When you live in a beach resort, it's easy to forget whether you are playing or working. On each week's show, we settle in with a cocktail and try to figure out if there is a difference. This is Day Drinking on Delmarva.
I am Todd from GoodCleanFunLife.com.
And I am Tony Russo, no relation, and you're listening to Day Drinking on Delmarva, a podcast about life and culture on the Delmarva Peninsula. Todd drinks because he gets to live here. I drink because I have to live here. Mm. So much fun going on this week. I got to be on a couple podcasts. Todd keeps leaving the house, which is just absolutely crazy to me. I had to run out to get some more gin, and we'll talk about our sponsor in a moment. But did someone say no more masks ever? Did I miss the memo?
You live on the Eastern Shore, Tony. And they put it up with the firehouse siren, you know?
Yeah, it was bananas. I'm shocked. I was shocked and terrified. Mm. But, you know, I'm always shocked and terrified. Each week we're sponsored by the drinks we are drinking. And this week we have a sponsor in addition. So I'm sponsored this week by personally sponsored by gin. I'm having a martini. And Todd, what are you drinking today?
Very good. And today I'm drinking mead. Local mead from the Buzz Meadery. I'm going to talk about this. This is my personal sponsor for the show today. I'm having a session mead. It's wonderful. It's delightful. This is called Through the Grapevine. This is a new thing for me. But the show is also this week sponsored by GCFL Productions. I think this is a great idea, Tony, for us to actually put our money where our mouth is and sponsor our own things, right? But GCFL Productions is our production company. We are a website, digital marketing, and media production. This podcast sort of being part of the media production end of things. And one of the things that I like about the fact that we do podcasts is we try to do a variety of different types and styles of production. But I do a lot of video production, and Natalie does a bunch of websites. We talk about clients of ours on the podcast a lot, mostly bars and restaurants, lots of bars and restaurants in the Dewey Beach and Bethany and Rehoboth area. But we have some other stuff too. Seaside Plumbing is one of our newer clients, and you know, one of the less sexy. No offense to any plumbers out there, but you know, it's a necessary but also
it's not
very...
as easy as pitching mostly naked women drinking.
This is true. This is very true. Although interestingly, the first shoot we had with Seaside Plumbing, they won the Best of Award, and they were enjoying an employee night out at Secrets. So it felt like a little crossover.
Yeah, there you go. And you do also do other podcasts. It's not just this one. You produce podcasts for a couple of your clients as well.
Yes. They have been very involved, a little less so right now with Stage 4 Clinger. Kate Nichols and Claudia Nichols have a great mother-daughter podcast. It's a cancer comedy podcast that I really find them some of the funniest people I know. And as well as Dewey Raw, which has been, if this started as your pet project, because it used to be like Tom and Tony. What was
right,
it?
Yeah.
And it's evolved into this over, I don't know how many iterations, but my little pet project has been Dewey Raw, which is meant to be a behind the scenes look at Dewey Beach. We call it the biggest little party town on the Eastern Shore. Truthfully, I think it's a much wider area as far as how much revelry happens there. And we are transitioning into kind of an interview show, and where we're doing people who have grown up working or living, being involved in Dewey Beach, and having a sit down and a nice nice conversation. I little deep dive conversation, and it's my pet project, and it's continues to go well.
And everybody can find your production company at
GCFLproductions.com. That's kind of the professional wing, but then also you can see all of the stuff that we create for us and for clients over at goodcleanfunlife.com.
Very cool. If you want to find me socially, you can do it at @BY Tony Russo, everywhere that they have social stuff. And you can subscribe to my newsletter at abagelmanifesto.com. And more, Tony, on that next week.
Yes, I want to hear more about that next week. We decided just before we jumped on air that we were going to do this. How was my on-the-spot pitch?
Was quite good. It was quite good. I started to feel guilty in the beginning because I'm like, oh, that's right. He hasn't been thinking about it for the last 2 hours. You've been thinking about it for the last 2 hours. And you just, you know, the thing is that, you know, you're a professional. And not only are you good at what you do, but you like what you do. And so you really just said that you liked what you did and why. And, you know, that's always going to come off naturally. So well done.
Good, good. You were so kind to let me go first, even though you've been thinking about it for the past 2 hours.
I really thought I was being generous, not being like, hey, I got an idea. Watch me plug myself. And then I'm like, well, no, but, you know, Todd should go first. That's only fair. But it didn't even occur to me that I hadn't told you until you hit record.
Minutes before. That's good, though. I like it.
Each week we like to talk about what we call one cool thing. It's one cool thing we got to do because we live here, or one cool thing that we did as having lived here. It's been 2 weeks, I think, we've been off. So a bunch of stuff has happened, and it's a little hodgepodgey. But we're going to start with Todd because he's been traveling, and I've been not traveling.
Yes. One of the reasons we missed last week is we took a overnight trip up to Philly. Obviously, one of the reasons that we love being in this area is the easy accessibility to the metro areas like Philly, Baltimore, DC, in normal times. And as you alluded to, things in certain parts definitely feel normal again. We did go to Fishtown in Philly, which is a new and up and coming neighborhood area. And we went to go see a punk show. We took our 17-year-old son, who's in a punk band, and it was fantastic. The entire experience was just a great, not even 24-hour trip. Natalie has a knack for finding some really great, cool. This was a hotel, but it lived much more like, or resembled much more of a like a bed and breakfast, not a bed and breakfast. What's a Airbnb? It was very chic. It was very cool. It was very modern. You know, we live in this old farmhouse here in Berlin, and I build everything I can out of pallets. So it's fun to go and stay at a place that is, you know, very clean lines and very, modern and cool. But unlike maybe places around here in Philadelphia, they were very strict about wearing masks inside. The venue that we went to see this show, and it was a smaller indoor venue, you had to have proof of vaccine or a negative test within the past 7 days. And they were actually doing tests on site, which I thought was pretty cool.
Well, my daughter actually was in Philadelphia that same weekend, and it was her first time. And she moved to the to rural Massachusetts, so she's, you know, really just in the quiet New England thing too. Mm-hmm. So this was the first time I think she'd been to a city in whatever, a year and a half or
yeah.
And she was nervous because there were so many people, and then it really was like if you go to Philadelphia, have your vaccine card on you if you want to do anything interesting.
Yeah. And we talked to, we found a little outdoor bar. We sat down, we were talking to the bartender, you know, as is our habit, wherever we go to find out the local lay of the land, and ask them, you know, like we're coming from an area that maybe is not as concerned or not as strict about restrictions. And she said, yeah, we had a couple people that were complaining at first and, you know, saying things like, well, we're going to take our money elsewhere. And she was like, well, good luck. Cause yeah. Everybody is doing the same thing. So like, all of the shops, and especially in this area, were compliant, all the bars and restaurants. And so I thought that was you know, it's like, once you get over it, it's like, what's the big deal?
Absolutely. I do want to interrupt you with a conspiracy thing that happened to me mm-hmm. this week, and I'll be writing about it. If you follow me on if you subscribe to my newsletter, I'm going to do something a little bit more in depth on it. But I saw the most frightening, coolest post that I've seen in a long time on one of these conspiracy theory message board type things. I belong to it's a closed group, so I'm not going to say what it is, and I'm not going to identify the speaker. But this was the post. Dude, fact, I got the jab. I will not have a public meeting or group. I did get a natural doctor to put sound through me as well as a light wand over me. All right, so here's the plan. I know that broadly speaking, I'm against disinformation. But if there's already a thought out there that people think if they go to get the shot and then go to, I don't know, where you'd get this kind of thing done, a holistic healer to
a
have
sound healing.
Sound,
yeah.
I'm going to make fun a little bit. Christy probably could do it.
Yep. Yep. That's
she has
in
the
my head.
Bowls, right? She makes sounds yep. with bowls, right? So
Himalayan crystal.
Himalayan crystal. No, it was like tin or lead or something. They were.
Oh, maybe.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's a previous show. But if, yeah. So let's, I don't know. Spread it. Don't spread it. It's tempting, right? It's
you,
really
you can
tempting.
Say if you get the vaccine and then you go and do sound healing, there have been no proven side effects of the sound healing.
It's the temptation. I mean, and you can see, I just had a moment where I can see where the scumbags that make money off this
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
are like, yeah, that would fly. You know, right. like, I mean, I don't mind if everyone got vaccinated. I don't mind if another three or four holistic healers get super, super wealthy.
Right.
But when they get super, super wealthy, they do things like spread anti-vax. So it's like, you know, it's like, do you want to put money in their pocket for them to, you know, get the get measles taken off the list of vaccines that we get to have, you know?
Right. Right. I forget who it was, but it was greatly mentioned, like, why don't we take like all of the remaining vaccines and give them to like the Christy Earhart, the sound healers and the holistic healers of the world, and have them call it something that sounds ridiculous and just be like, hey, this is the stuff this that they're not telling you about that really works.
Well, because the holistic healers would never accept, they would never participate in that. That's why they know that the fix is in with big pharma. That's why they're holistic healers.
Yes.
And again, like I say about a lot of these, they're not wrong. They're just right. overwrought.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we've talked about it. I mean, naturopathic healing and like, yeah, that's there's some legitimacy there, and there's some like concern about like what the FDA has done with food and all that. We've touched on it, but it's just kind of, yeah, you still got to get the thing.
Everybody's a bad guy. The answer is everybody's a bad guy,
yep.
and everything is awful. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah. And so I'm going to Florida.
Yes. And so you're going to Florida. Before you go to Florida, though, I interrupted your story with my vaccine story. So you guys got out, and what other kind of places did you hit in Philadelphia? What was the weekend like?
Well, it was just, like I said, it was just less than 24 hours. We were up there. We had a, you know, cool little spot. We had a great little dinner at the Front Street Cafe, I believe, with, it's like, you know, great healthy options. Something that was interesting that, you know, being restaurant industry adjacent, that I was thinking about is they actually added a gratuity on. There was just three of us eating, but they're like, there's a 20% gratuity included in eating here. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And you know, it makes sense to me. And then for a second, I'm like, well, like this will be interesting. And will my service suffer because we were 15 minutes early for our reservation, you know, like, so the girl got double sat, are we going to be neglected or like, and I went to that place and no, absolutely not. The server did everything they could to make sure that our experience was incredibly enjoyable. And it was, and I had no problem adding on to that 20% as is our habit. Anyway, but to the vaccination, at the venue, it was pretty interesting. It was just, like I said, an indoor space. Everyone tested on the way in. Still a lot of people wearing masks, which I very much appreciated. We decided that we were going to go to the upstairs and, you know, kind of look down. We had plenty of space around us. And Brody, our son, who's, you know, been pretty nervous about things over the past year and a half, early on in the show was looking at it and was like, man, I'm a little nervous about the amount of people here. And I said, well, just remember we were in line with everybody and everybody got checked to see if they had a vaccine or a negative test. And so all of the people here are conscientious enough, to accept that, buy a ticket anyway, come here, you know, and that sort of thing. And that made him feel better. And then of course, you know, halfway through the show, they're down in a mosh pit. And Tony, I don't imagine that you've ever been in a mosh pit.
You would be surprised.
Okay. Well, good. And maybe your experience is similar to mine. I went to many shows between the ages of, well, between the ages of 17 and 48, but, you know, there's a group think mentality, and I find it very comforting being in a mosh pit that where the energy is very positive, where the band is very positive. And I remember commenting early in the evening that the energy in the place, I sound like a holistic healer, the energy in the place definitely was positive. And this has been our experience with all of the bands that we've seen covered Freeman Stage, like almost to a band, everybody's like, I'm so grateful to be able to play in front of you people, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So his positive energy halfway through the show, after Brody's concern, he's like, I'm going down in the pit. So I say, well, hand me your phone, hand me your wallet and good luck, you know? And, there was some hesitation at first, but he made the decision. He made the decision on his own. And I'm so glad that he did. You know, I was charged up. I was ready to go down myself. But I didn't.
And I had my first like legitimate COVID scare, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't even remember if I talked about it on the show or if I just
mentioned.
But I was at a party and a person at that party had COVID and they were playing with my grandsons. Mm-hmm. And I watch my grandsons every day, pretty much every day, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. And I was certain that if I didn't get it at the party, I was going to get it at, you know, get it from one of my grandsons who are not inoculated. One, you know, they're yeah. toddlers.
Yeah.
And I didn't, and no one else at the party did. Yeah. So it was just, it really just made me feel so much better about the vaccine, you know, where,
right.
Yeah. There are some people who are going to be a little bit unlucky, I guess, who get the vaccine and also get sick. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been one of them so far, and it gives me a little bit more confidence each time I go out.
Right.
I mean, again, we'll see if I'm singing the same tune in 3 months, given that nobody at all, I was the only person I saw wearing a mask when I went out earlier today.
Yeah.
And again, I don't ever go out. Maybe it's been like this the whole time, but you know, usually at the liquor store, everybody's got a mask on and they didn't this week. They did last week. And they didn't this week. And I don't know if it was just a function of the time that I went or you know, people are taking their foot off the gas. I have no idea, but I was not as comfortable. I would have been more comfortable in that mosh pit than in the liquor store for the very reasons you mentioned.
Yeah.
This week I had a bunch of stuff and I cannot talk about all of it. There's one thing I want to mention before we talk about what I promised to talk about, which were some podcasts that I was going to be on. I had a story come out again in this week's Delaware Independent. If you live in the region, especially if you live in Sussex County, I would go ahead. I'm sorry, that's Sussex County, Delaware. It's probably worth subscribing to. There's a lot of Central Sussex news, which isn't a big deal unless you're worried about overpopulation of retiring old people from New Jersey, in which case it's a crisis. And that's something that, you know, it's something that people should be aware of. And I think that they do a very good job. I only cover Del Mar. And the police union, which I've spoken about several times, has been in a fight with the town. That fight is over. The police union is now a union. Everybody agreed. And there was a special fee, you know, that's got to be kind of paid by everybody. Everybody agreed to all the money. And that is a problem that hopefully will go away. I've been trying to interview some of the candidates, and I've interviewed 3 out of the 5. Two, I don't think, want to talk to me, which is going to be a difficulty for them if they win, because I'm not one of these guys. It's like, all right, well, if you blow me off, that's fine. I'll just forget about it. I'm not really a, you know, if you're a public official, you're going to eventually have to talk to me.
Right. Right. That's part of being the public part.
You're going to be someplace and you're going to have to take questions. And I just have a list. I'll ask them later. I'll ask them now.
Yep.
Just the way that I ask them changes, you know, as the time between your, you know, saying, well, I'll get back to you, and when you actually get back to me increases. But that's for next week, because I think I'm going to have a good story coming out about this time next week. What I did want to talk about was I was on 2 podcasts. One was called William Ramsey Investigates. That's a nice short one. I don't know how much I said that you haven't heard before, but there were a couple of things. It's rare that I have someone who's read the book and then also interviews me. He had read the book and he had like pull quotes that he wanted to talk about, but I wouldn't let him because, you know, I'm a maniac. but the other one, it was called The Failed State Update, and it's a great blog where he writes about different conspiracies and different scams pretty much every day. He writes about it a lot, and he does a weekly podcast with people like me who've researched, you know, scammers and all of that. And it's exciting. So if you'd like to check any of those out, I'd appreciate it. And if you'd like to reach out to us and let us know what you think of us generally, we would appreciate that as well. I know that you're out there. I'm starting to get the numbers back again. So I know you're listening. Please tell us you're listening, because, you know, we want to thank you personally. I can't tell where you are, only that you are. where can they reach us if they wanted to reach us online or on social media or any of those things, Todd?
Well, I was just making a note that we're going to look into the Facebook RSS feed for this show on the GCFL Productions page. Our website, goodcleanfunlife.com, we have the feed on there. And we have done past episodes, and we will do future episodes or snippets or possibly shorts on YouTube, which is also goodcleanfunlife.com.
And we have an Instagram page.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
So I've been told.
Yes, we have a standalone Day Drinking on Delmarva Instagram page. The whole idea, if you are the folks that we know are listening, clearly you tune in because you also might like day drinking. You wouldn't have clicked on this if you didn't know that there was some drinking involved. We'd like for you to share what you're day drinking. And you know what? If it's at night, it's okay. Let's be friends on Instagram and let's share pictures of drinks.
It's 2 o'clock somewhere.
It's 2 o'clock somewhere. That's a good one. Why is it? Why hasn't that been our slogan for the past 2 years?
It can be our slogan next week. That's for sure. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, and this isn't easy for me, but because of my wife's suggestion, I am starting to explore the wild and wonderful world of TikTok.
Oh, man. I knew you were going to say that.
I can see your face. I can't make any promises because it doesn't really seem to be my room.
But it might be. It might be. What? I have increasingly on a weekly basis heard people who are, I don't want to say converts, but like sing the praises of the platform. I have a friend who's sober, who talks about how supportive the community, the sober community is on there. You know, like I have a friend who's like dealing with mental health. It says the same thing about that community. Like, so I don't know, maybe middle-aged white writers of conspiracy theories has a good community there.
You never know. One of the things that I've been toying with is just, so when I don't know why I don't worry about being, you know, the outside guy almost all the time. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that if there are rules, I want to at least acknowledge that I know them. Mm-hmm. And as far as I can tell, I don't like or want to follow any of the TikTok rules. And so the next thing is, well, are you going to do it anyway? And that's what I've been toying with, because I can do what I did on Vine, which I quite like.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yep. Yep.
Or I can just, I think, so people look into the camera and then they, as far as I can tell, and I can't look for long. I'm not going to lie. We're talking 12 minutes this week at the outside.
Yeah.
But it seems like people feel like they have to put on a persona. They're going to get up for the thing, or they're going to get down for the thing, or that they're also, and again, there's a billion people, and I'm told it's done a whole range of well to poor. I don't know why I'm excusing TikTok to you. I know you don't care, but I know that many of our listeners may be TikTokers, and I don't want to seem like I'm denigrating it, mm-hmm. but you know, there's just a lot of people who are, it feels like they're following a pattern that I either don't know about or don't agree with.
Right.
Like I'm the really clever person. I'm the person with the clipped voice. I'm the person who puts things together and gets really excited, you know? Yeah, and yeah. I thought maybe if I did one and just talked, we'll see how that goes. I mean, yeah. It's free. It's already on my phone.
Right.
If it sells one book, or if it gets one more podcast follower here,
yeah.
Or anywhere, if I get another subscriber to the newsletter, it might be worth it. So I was thinking of reading, I don't know, like the first line of an essay, or, you know, the whatever I would normally tweet.
Yeah.
I'll read, or I'll say.
Yeah. Yep.
And either that's,
or just, or just go on and read your Twitter, like tweet something and then just read your Twitter feed.
There you go. Right. Fine. But I think that's going to have to be, if I participate in TikTok, that is going to be the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to just like Twitter, just like Facebook, I'm going to put things out there. And if I get penalized for not participating, I can live with that, because I've gone from not participating in TikTok to participating in TikTok a very little. Mm-hmm. But like, I won't, you know, I don't have to check it. It's something that I didn't learn until after Twitter, but I don't have to check to see if anybody liked my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, it doesn't feel very risky to screw up. Like the worst case scenario, absolute worst case scenario is, you know, the president of TikTok kicks me off.
Mr. TikTok president.
Mr. TikTok. Hi, this is Mr. TikTok. You're no longer welcome to play our game. Mm-hmm. Like that is literally the worst thing that can happen. And I don't.
And you would be fine with that.
I would be fine with it.
Yeah.
You know, even if I had 10 million followers, because I wouldn't know, because I'm really just going to make videos and put them.
Yeah.
And that's my TikTok project.
I think, uh, I, I think you could build a decent following and turn your goldfish game into a viral sensation next summer.
Oh, this is, yes, baby. This is actually kind of the best time to do it because, you know, it's 5 o'clock when the sun sets. So I might throw that on the fire as well. But as you can hear from the clock on the wall, we've run out of time, although there's plenty more to talk about. So much to talk about next week. If you like the show, you should tell people that you like it and that they should listen. And worst case scenario, like you say, like I just said about TikTok, they don't listen and you're none the poorer for it.
Right.
But other than that, I got nothing. How about you?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, remember, until next week.
At the beach. It's 2 o'clock somewhere.
It's 2 o'clock somewhere. All right.
We just changed it.
Day Drinking on Delmarva with Todd DeHart and Tony Russo is produced weekly, mostly by Dumb Luck. You can join them Wednesday afternoons or find them online at daydrinkingondelmarva.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll check back in with you next week.